Welcome back to the Summer Breakfast. It's a bit wet out there. Be careful, but it wasn't. There was a lot of excitement out Werribee way. The time-honoured Werribee Cup was on yesterday. In case you missed it, Keats, it's become a great little prospect for Gavin Bedgood. He's resurrected this horse, and it's saluted in the good race. Good morning, Gav.
Good morning, guys.
How exciting was that? He's been close, this preparation.
Yeah, look, as I said yesterday, there's been a couple of knockers and people that have probably thought he wasn't that genuine, but he came to us as a benchmark 70 horse, and he's been contesting, a lot of the time stakes races, and he's lifted to another level, and he's picked up some nice money along the way.
On the turn, what did you think? I mean, your horse, you know your horse better than us, but Juniper, came up on the outside. You looked to be struggling for a couple of strides, but then the heart near the end.
Yeah, I thought it had us cold, and the way the track was racing for the day, you sort of had to be five or six off the fence, and he's a horse that always sort of lays in looking for the rail, and that sort of had me a little bit worried, but full of heart and full of merit.
Good morning to you, Gavin, and congratulations. What did you pay? Was it $25,000 you paid for him online?
Yeah, Mailbag Bloodstock, they paid $25,000 for him, and I think yesterday's earnings took him to $430 since they got him. So in not even 18 months, he's been a great little money spinner.
You've had well done to the Mailbag team, but yourself, you've had some really good luck purchasing online, and it's becoming more popular each month.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success purchasing tried horses, and we're trying to. It was a good entry point for us to build our brand. We didn't have big owners to go and spend lots of money on yearlings, so we were able to sort of pick up those horses, and we've had good success out of it.
How happy were you to get a little bit of rain over the weekend? He seems to appreciate a little bit of jarred at the track now that he's 7 years old. He's by Galileo, so they get through the ground okay.
Yeah, he probably didn't want it any worse than that. Even Linda sort of said he hit a real soft spot cornering probably when Junipel got to him, and he sort of paddled a bit for a few strides. So driving to Ballarat on Saturday, it probably dampened my confidence. I thought, there's every chance either the races don't go ahead or it's a 9 and or a 10. And if it was to be that, I probably would have been umming and ahhing whether or not we ran or just waited for the Lord's stakes. But the rain had all come overnight, so the track had had a chance to dry a little bit, and after walking it yesterday, my confidence grew because it was probably only just a 6, I thought.
I'm going to ask you about the stablemate, Just Fake, in a minute, but before I do, more importantly, just got a text from the great man, Matty Stewart. He wants to know what time to book the table at the Thai restaurant.
Yeah, no, the Thai restaurant's actually closed for the next 10 days, so there'll be no Thai until that's reopened.
Has Matty ever paid once?
Not once.
No, that's not surprising. Just Folk, I thought he was pretty good in the Ballarat Cup, running third behind Captain Evvis. What'd you make of the run?
Yeah, look, he was going in defeat. He loves heavy ground, but probably the 2,000 metres saw him out, so we probably wouldn't try him at that again. He'll go for a break now and get ready for some options, probably in Sydney in the early part of the autumn where you're going to get nice wet tracks.
And what's next for Keats?
He'll probably go to the Lord's Stakes on Boxing Day, and that'll lead into the Coastal Classic in early January at Geelong meeting. That race yesterday qualified him for that, so he'll head there.
Oh, it just sounds like more cash, Gav. It's been a great ride. Congratulations, the Werribee Cup yesterday. Enjoy it with Matthew.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Gavin Bedgood, how good a trainer. I mean, we know he's a great trainer, but he just turns these horses.
Yep.
I mean, that's just 25 into 400.
Junipel had him cold yesterday.
Well, I was watching, exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then he found a length.
Mm.